USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They made a commitment that they would show the entire world the results of their investigation.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after he meets with top Saudi Arabian officials on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
I said it would be a thorough, complete, and transparent investigation. We'll all see the results of that.
Turkish officials say Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Reports are Saudi officials will end up saying it was because of an interrogation gone wrong. More than a dozen people are dead, about 50 people injured in a blast at a school in Russian annexed Crimea. And it's now legal to buy recreational marijuana in Canada with a new law taking effect at midnight in each of its time zones. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hundreds of people still listed as missing in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. The death toll from last week's Category 4 hurricane officially stands now at 29, but over 1,100 people in Florida are now listed as unaccounted for, most of the missing in Panama City and Mexico Beach, where there was massive destruction. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing a new Department of Justice task force to combat transitional criminal organizations that he says pose direct threats to the United States. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Justice Department says 15 indictments have been filed against members of one of Mexico's largest drug cartels. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Today we're announcing a whole-of-government effort against CJNG. We are hitting them from all sides and with every weapon we have.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump campaign says it's raised over $100 million for his 2020 reelection bid. The latest filing with the Federal Election Commission showing the president held two major fundraisers between July and September that raised $18 million, and he has $47 million in the bank, with the rest going to the administrative and legal costs and paying off some past campaign debts. It is rare for a sitting president to start raising campaign funds this early. Barack Obama had raised only about $2.3 million at this point in his presidency. Lots of rain raising rivers beyond their banks in central Texas this week. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people to stay off the roads. If they're in some place, stay safe.
And the Mega Millions jackpot soaring again as nobody claimed the main prize last night. It's now at $868 million. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.